Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Choppy, I'm always very, I'm always uneasy when you send like dad updates in your email because I'm like, man, I don't want you to be uncomfortable going there. You know, it's very sensitive. It can be very sad. It depends what you make of it, I guess. I don't know how the heck you've dealt with it. But every time you do talk about your dad and what he's going through, the Autofox CC fan text lights up. They love you being real with it, love you being genuine with it, and relatable for everyone else who's going through similar stuff. But, man, what you emailed the other day, that was tough to read, man.
Yes. And look, I appreciate, you know, you giving me the time and the Tolos for, you know, their support and some of the stories that they share of similar situations. So my dad is, you know, had this, I don't say it's a long bout, but it's been a relatively long bout with dementia. And it's gotten to a point where having a conversation with him is more and more difficult. You know, it's not really that I can't have one. It's just, he doesn't really know how to engage someone in a conversation. He's really forgotten some of the social norms in terms of how to really talk to people. Well, I actually just got a text from my older sister. He is in Atlanta. My older sister lives in Atlanta, and him and my mom flew out there to visit her, and which that's got its own issues, because one of the things they tell you with people with dementia or Alzheimer's, which is kind of under the dementia umbrella, is don't take them out of their comfort zone. They get confused very easily. Keep them at home. Let them go to places familiar with them. He knows the grocery store. It's within a mile. He knows the gas station. He knows, like, literally two restaurants. So they went out to Atlanta, and I just got a text from my sister, and she's like, Mom and Dad leave on Sunday morning. Family meeting. You, me, and your younger sister on Sunday.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So what had happened was over this week, he's at my older sister's house. And she has photos everywhere throughout the house. She has a photo of herself, and then my dad's sister, and then her husband. And he goes, who are these people? And she's like, Dad, that's me. He goes, no, it's not. Yeah, no, it is. And then he said, who's the lady in the middle? And she's like, that's your sister. And she passed away a couple years ago. And he said, that's not my sister. I don't have a sister. That's not
my
sister.
Oh, gosh. Jeez.
I'm like, what's going on here? And obviously he did not recognize her husband either, who we actually just saw. He flew into town last summer to visit us. And he just – so – it was about
How old's your dad?
He'll be 70. Let's see. I don't know. 75?
Roughly.
75. He's 75.
Yeah.
And he'll be 75 in October. So, you know, he doesn't recognize any of the. And this is his sister. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, he had said, we had this argument with him. We had to explain to him because he said he had an older sister. I'm like, no, she's younger than you. And then he refers to me when he's talking to me as his brother.
Wow.
He calls me his brother. He had said in the past he has four kids. He only has three. And we think that the fourth kid is maybe my ex-wife. I don't know. She's around an awful lot still. She brings the kids over all the time. So he may think that's his fourth
daughter.
Child. But the topper was this week. I got a call from my sister. and she said, how bad is Dad? And I was like, well, you know, I see him 4 times a week. You know, his changes don't really impact me. Yeah. They would you. I see it.
Because for her, this is like...
huge step back.
I mean, this is like getting hit in the face with all of it. You know, like you're taking care of him in part, and you're seeing him 4 times a week, and this is like brand new smack in the face to her of reality.
Yes. He is in the restroom, and he calls down, and he said, how do I flush the toilet? He had no idea how to flush the toilet. Now, I don't want to know what he was doing in there.
Yeah. If it that might was be a prank. That might be a choppy senior prank right there.
That might be a prank. If it was number one, you go in there and flush it. If it's this hefty growler, I mean, you've got to give it a few minutes before you walk in there. I don't know what you can wind up doing in there.
Gosh.
But that is – and I wonder how much of it, again, was him being in an uncomfortable situation. Like – The toilet at his house, he uses the same one. He always, and isn't that true with guys? We always use the same bathroom.
I use all the bathrooms in my house.
Do you?
Wherever the farthest away from Amanda is, that's where I go.
Okay.
All right. Go to the opposite end of the house, no matter what.
Okay. So, you know, maybe it's just like he knows it's always on this side, and it wasn't the flusher wasn't on that side of the toilet, and he got confused, and he couldn't figure out where it would have been. I don't know if she has one of those top push-button ones where you got two buttons, one low flow or high flow. Who knows? So he couldn't figure out how to flush the toilet. And that really hit me because one of the things they've always said is there comes a point in a Alzheimer's or dementia patient's life where you have to reteach them how to brush their teeth. They forget how to do it, and they'll forget their last meal. You'll have to lock up the refrigerator.
What?
Because they'll eat, and then they'll forget they ate, and they'll go for another meal, and they'll constantly be eating and eating and eating. And he is, you know, he's become very sedentary now. He's put on a ton of weight. I've never seen him like this. I mean, he's got a big, giant – his body looks normal from the back, and you turn around, and it looks like they put a beach ball underneath his shirt. Like, yeah. It's I've never seen it like this with him. And I think he's just eating so much now because he forgets that he eats. Yeah. And he just keeps going back to the fridge, and we're going to have to put – a lock on the icebox.
What is going to happen when he goes and there's a lock on there?
I don't know.
Wow.
Like he gets so angry now, too. My mom, she calls me the other day. She goes, can you help me put something on Facebook Marketplace? And I'm like, oh, God. And she sold their dining room table on Facebook Marketplace. Now she's hooked. And I'm like, welcome to 2013 on this Facebook Marketplace thing. And
what, she's trying to get rid of the dining room table so he doesn't eat?
No, it looks like the Queen of England sat on it. That's how old this thing is. It's one of those, it looks old. So they got a very modern one, and my dad hates it because any change, he feels like everything's being ripped away. He goes, I have no decision-making power in this house anymore. I can't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
And so he's all upset, and I don't know. We're going to have this family meeting. I don't know what's going to be said in it because this was like 2 days ago where he mentioned she mentioned the flushing of the toilet. So I don't know what has happened since, but for her to send this text this morning at 7 a.m. and knowing that, you know, it is 6 a.m. where I am and it's 4 a.m. where my other sister is in California, it had to be something serious. Like, it had to be something serious this morning.
We might have to could he do still some Chop Seniors? Like, can he spout off on, like, sports or his thoughts on, I mean, we don't want to do politics with him, but all the other, you know, just his general thoughts on life like we used to do back in the day?
Can
he carry 5-minute, 10-minute conversations?
No. He speaks now in such generalizations about everything. It's like, he'll come up to me and he'll ask me, so how'd Luca do with that thing? What thing? You know, the thing.
Oh.
You know, and he knows what he wants to say. He knows. He just can't put the words thoughts into words. Like me, I can't do that either.
No, you can't do that. Maybe he can put it back into songs like he used to.
Maybe we will run to run.
Oh, that's good.
Now, look, that was not – some people are going to accuse us of recording him while he was dealing with – that was pre-dementia.
That was pre-dementia.
So years ago.
That was pre-dementia. Love Chop Senior. 877-881-1053. The Tolo's loving that you were bold enough to go ahead and put that out there with those that can identify with the same thing. I know we could get him to participate in this. I know we could get him to play beer pong because Post Malone is trying to put together – a World Pong League.
Alcohol is the devil. Devil.
He's trying to lock up the rights, trademark it. The official beer pong tournament, competitions, events, and exhibitions. Now, Choppy, you are the master of useless games that can't get you paid. RJ at the Cowboys bar that Jason Garrett saw us at in Oxnard. I mean, he put on a dart display that I'll never forget. Forget about pool, beer pong. Cornhole. He's good at those. What he did in darts with Clarence Hill sitting there watching it, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that. I can't remember how you and I really are in beer pong, though. I have a beer pong table that my buddy sent me for the bachelor party that got canceled. I have two friends. The one who broke the table at the Fan Sports Lounge and shut down the place, and the other one who got us kicked out of AT&T Stadium for Cowboys-Giants. Yeah. Those two have traveled to beer pong tournaments. That's what losers they are.
Wow.
They've traveled to Vegas for beer pong tournaments. That's how good they think they are. How do you think we could do in this? I'm trying to remember our beer pong acumen.
We are.
Sandler, I think Sandler's pretty good.
Sandler's very good. You and I are flat out phenomenal at this. I in Vegas, there's a beer pong bar right – I think it's at the Planet Hollywood Hotel or right by it. And I sat there for 8 hours straight with winners. Bam, bam. Me and this other guy, bam, bam, winning. 8 straight hours of beer pong, never getting off the table. We finally had to go. We're like, I can't stand up. I can't see straight. My shirt was off. I had ripped my shirt off at this point. I was so hammered and so dominating. I love beer pong. You're very good. You are very good at beer pong as well. Sandler's tremendous in his own right.
Yeah.
He would be a guy that we would need to have a four-man team.
Sandler's good at cornhole, too. You know, he's one of those guys. It's annoying. He's good at everything except for growing. All right, when we come back, Chop, you zoned out on my joke. What was my joke? You just missed my joke. You tuned out.
I did miss your joke.
Troy, you didn't let – man, you guys suck.
Ooh, you got mango.
Thanks, Chop Senior.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.